God wants the war. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael, and Saint Gabriel, Archangels. And we see in the first reading that God wants the war. He wants the war, or wanted the war, in heaven, and now he wants it on earth. In the first reading from the book of Revelation, we read, "Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and its angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." And so we see that since Satan's rebellion, that he chose not to serve God, and he managed to draw other angels after him into his wake of rebellion, God wanted the war. And Saint Michael, armed with the truth, who is like God, along with his angel, Saint Michael being the prince of the heavenly host, won the battle in heaven, cast Satan and his followers down to earth. Okay? But Satan hasn't stopped there. He hasn't given up. He hasn't gotten discouraged, we could say. Okay, he hit the earth, got himself up, dusted himself off with great rage and anger. He patrols the earth. Again, the book of Revelation says, "But woe to you, earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great fury, for he knows he has but a short time." Saint Peter describes the devil as a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So he is totally enraged for having been thrown out of heaven. And now he patrols the earth, looking for someone to devour. We read in the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 7, "The Lord said to Satan, 'Where have you been?' Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Roaming the earth and patrolling it.'" You see these terminology of combat? Patrolling the earth. It's like what squads do and infantry companies do. They patrol the battlefield, trying to find the enemy. And so Satan and his minions, they patrol the earth. He's roaming the earth and patrolling it. And for this reason, we go to the book of Job, chapter 7, verse 1. We just read chapter 1, verse 7. Now go to 7, verse 1. And what does it say? "The life of man upon earth is a warfare." Okay? That war that was up in heaven has now spilled over down here on earth. Satan and his followers patrolling the earth, looking for someone to devour. Okay? Their warfare now is against us, those of us who have been made in the image and likeness of God. And because we bear the image and likeness of God, Satan hates us. Okay? Just like he hates God. God is untouchable, though, but his image and likeness is not. And so he patrols and he seeks and wages war against us. Again, just as the book of Revelation says, "Then the dragon became angry with the woman," that's the Blessed Virgin Mary, "and went off to wage war against the rest of her offspring." The offspring of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She's our spiritual mother. "Those who keep," and these are the ones who are the offspring of the Blessed Virgin Mary, "those who keep God's commandments and bear witness to Jesus." Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. Do you keep the commandments? Do you bear witness to Jesus? Then you're a child of Mary. You are her offspring. and Satan has declared war against you. So the first thing, of course, is to recognize that we are in a war, spiritual battle. And I want to mention that as far as priests and religious go, we need to be dressed for battle, right? Priests wearing the Roman collar, religious wearing their habits. This is our battle dress uniform. We need to be prepared for battle. And so we need to wear our battle dress uniform. Roman collar, religious habit. You know, what does it say of the soldier who's not wearing his fatigues? He's not dressed for battle. It means he's not engaged in warfare. Whatever the reason might be, battle fatigue, or maybe wounds of war. You know, do we have priests and religious out there who aren't wearing their battle dress uniform because of the wounds of war, because of battle fatigue? Right? So we need to dress for warfare and be prepared. And we need to arm ourselves for battle. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, explains to us how we are to be armed for battle. Scripture says, "Finally, draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power." Our Lord Jesus, he's our captain. "Put on the armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil." Again, more warfare terminology, the tactics of the devil. "For our struggle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities, with the powers, with the world rulers of this present darkness, with the evil spirits in the heavens. Therefore, put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist on the evil day, and having done everything, to hold your ground. So stand fast with your loins girded in truth, clothed with justice as a breastplate, and your feet shod in readiness for the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, hold faith as a shield, to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and supplication, pray at every opportunity in the Spirit." So just to summarize the recommendations of St. Paul in this letter to the Ephesians, he talks about two virtues that we need in this warfare, justice and faith. He talks about the necessity of being armed with the truth, the word of God, and in particular, the gospel, kind of the heart, the core of divine revelation, and also prayer. And now, what prayer in particularly should we have in this battle? The Holy Rosary. Pope Pius XI recommends the Rosary to everyone in this spiritual warfare. He says, "The Rosary is a powerful weapon to put the demons to flight." Right? There was also that exorcist who, in asking the demon, really commanding the demon, to explain to him what was it that gave him the most trouble, the most difficulty. And the demon said, "The Rosary is my scourge." Right? When we pray the Rosary, this is like scourging the devil. And that's because Our Lady, or Our Lord being our captain, as I mentioned, and Our Lady is the queen of battle. Right? So we need to arm ourselves with prayer, I say the Rosary, and also the miraculous medal. Right? Saint Maximilian called the miraculous medal the bullet in spiritual warfare. And so we need to be armed with weapons, the Rosary. Not only Pius XI, also Padre Pio called the rosary a great weapon in spiritual battle. But we also need to have ammunition for our weapons. And there we go with the miraculous medal. Now, Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, they too are servants of Our Lady. They fight under her banner. Okay, she is the commandress of all of the heavenly hosts. And so, together with our captain, Jesus Christ, Our Lady, commandress and queen of battle, and our fellow warriors, the archangels, we can fight and we can win. God wants the war, and He also wants the victory. We have the means to obtain it. Let's use it, let's do it, and let's conquer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Oh, miserable, oh, 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 oh.